Hi, this is Daniel Johnston from the Readers and Writers Paradise, and this is the Readers and Writers Paradise Podcast, episode number 4. The Readers and Writers Paradise Podcast, book reviews for kids you can trust. Hi everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to the 4th episode of the Readers and Writers Paradise Podcast. I really appreciate you guys taking time out of your day to listen, and today I've got a really interesting episode for you. Some really cool story. And how the Hunger Games made me literally sick. So, you may have heard me talk about this before, but I'm going to go into it in more detail. And then next week we'll have an interview with a really awesome guy, so stay tuned for that. So, when The Hunger Games was first coming out, I decided not to read it. It was probably a good decision, and my mom said she was glad that I didn't read it, because it was, you know, because it's disturbing and everything, and, I wasn't in the best, like, place or whatever at that time. And, so I didn't read it, it just didn't attract me at all for some reason. And that was it for me. Lately, though, when I have been getting more involved with my website, and I've been telling people, hey, I have a book review website, and people kept bringing up the topic of The Hunger Games. And so, one day, it was like twice in one day, talking about my website led into the topic of The Hunger Games, and then I had to say how I hadn't read it. And so I decided to read it, because just not really because I wanted to, just to shut people up from saying, why haven't you read The Hunger Games? So I did. So I got the first book, read it on my phone, like I read all my books these days. And I thought it was pretty good. It was definitely weird. I'm sure all of you have read The Hunger Games. Just like this dystopian society, and this girl having to deal with all this tough stuff. I thought the first part of the book I could like was pretty good, pretty well written, and then the only problem I had with it at first was just that Katniss doesn't really sound like a female. She kind of sounds like a male to me, which is weird because the author is a woman, Suzanne Collins, but whatever. And then, yeah, as I kept reading, though, it started bothering me, like the Tracker Jackers, and then, oh yeah, and then it really bothered me about the mutations. That was just horrible for me. But I finished it, and that was it. So then I started to read the second book. Now, the first book I was able to get through pretty quickly. The second book, not so much. I didn't get through it because I started reading it, and it was too much for me, and it wasn't really interesting me at all, but I wanted to finish it and move on to reading other books and whatever, so I kept forcing myself to read it, and after like a couple weeks, I was about 40% of the way through the book, and I wasn't enjoying reading it at all. I so wanted to be done with it. I was like getting a headache just thinking about it. But I thought, well, I'm just going to push through it and read it just so that I could say I have. Which led me to be able to say that I got sick from it, which is something not a lot of people can say. Okay, so then in the middle of all this, I went to a chess tournament. So for those of you who don't know, I play chess competitively, and Most recently, I won third place at the Utah State High School Championship. So I'm pretty into chess and everything. And I went to this tournament, and it was like an hour and a half away. And right now I'm away from home, going to school. So I had someone to drive me there, but I didn't have someone to drive me back. Uh-oh. So that meant I had to take the bus back. So I went to the tournament, end up getting third place at that particular tournament. It was the pre-state high school championship, because I lost a game in my fourth round that I usually should have won, but whatever. I still did pretty well. I got third place. So after that, I had to walk half a mile. It's not so bad. And then I got on a bus. Now, this was my first time ever riding the bus by myself. So I got on a bus and then went for a little while, got on another bus, and then went for a little while, got on a train, went for a little while, got on another train, went for a little while, got dropped off at the wrong place at a weird gas station, and then the person was picking me up to take me back to where I live. Couldn't find it, so it took him like another hour to find me. So all said and done, this whole thing took about 4 or 4.5 hours. So I was like trying to get home for 4.5 hours. After an exhausting chess tournament while trying to read the Hunger Games. On the first bus, I thought, well, yeah, it's the bus, I can get like some reading done. But so I started trying to read the Hunger Games, and I read a little bit about it, but I just started feeling so sick. And so I stopped reading it, and I felt a little better. And I decided I'm never gonna read The Hunger Games again. Like, it's good to be able to say that I've finished it, but it's just not worth it making me so sick like this. This is just awful. And so, however, the sickness didn't get away. I had a headache. I felt super weird, super out of it. Like, I'll be honest with you, I thought I was gonna go crazy, like start hallucinating or something. It was awful. And then, I can't believe I was able to get through it as well as I did. But I got back home, got in bed, went to sleep in like 5 seconds, and then that night was one of the worst nights ever. I threw up like literally 50 times. Like, I'm not joking. I would just like throw up a few times, fall back asleep, throw up, and then my throat was like green, which I guess means it was mucus. So I was just throwing up a ton of mucus. And it was so painful, so awful. That was like, yeah, that was a horrible night. And I'm glad it's over with. And unfortunately, that was also the night before the Super Bowl, so I missed the Super Bowl party I was gonna have with two of my good friends, and had to watch my Broncos get killed from my bed. But anyways, and then I went to the doctor a couple days later, got medicine for sinus infection, and I felt better ever since. So, why do I say the Hunger Games made me sick? Well, just the world of the Hunger Games is just so, like, so disturbing. So when I write, like, I write my emotions into what I write. So if I'm feeling something and I'm like writing a book, I'll write it in with to one of the characters. If I'm feeling something, then I'll write a story to match it a lot of the times and to express it. And sometimes people write really disturbing books to send a message, like Animal Farm, for example. Like, that's like a disturbing book, or 1984, just a disturbing book. Neither one of them as disturbing as The Hunger Games, but still disturbing. And but they had a clear message behind them. Like, yeah, I felt a little weird reading Animal Farm, but not so much, because there was a message behind it. And so there was clearly a clear purpose. Now, The Hunger Games does not have a clear purpose. From what I've heard, the author just like sort of dreamed up the idea and just formed into her head of this world of like where everyone's like imprisoned by this horrible capital. Anyone can be like killed at any moment for anything, and where you're constantly under threat, and where there's no hope, and where they're like fearsome weapons that they can use. And it's just awful. It's just terrible. And like, I can understand, like, if there was one book, like the first book, like I could understand, but a second book and then a third book, like, you have to be really disturbed to write something like that. As a writer, I'm saying that you have to be really disturbed to be able to write three books of terrible stuff like that. 'Cause what you're writing is you're expressing your own inner self. And some of like my stories or books definitely have disturbing things in them. Because that's what I was feeling at the time, but I could never, ever in a million years write something like The Hunger Games. It's not possible. I couldn't do that. So, I don't like to say it, but I kind of feel like the author Suzanne Collins is like in some way like mentally ill or disturbed or has like a lot of repressed feelings or whatever to be able to write like such a sick world. It literally gives me a headache just to think about it. And there are a lot of people who've stopped around where I did about halfway through the second book. Talking to a lot of people. A lot of people read the first book and started the second book, but quit because it was too much. And do I think that I got sick solely because of reading The Hunger Games? No, I don't. I'm not crazy. yes, I hope not. Maybe some days, but. No, I don't think I got sick just because of The Hunger Games, but it definitely didn't help. Like that whole like environment and stuff is like sick. It is sickening, and to like be in that definitely manifests physical illness, and it did affect me a lot because I had like a nightmare that I was like in the Hunger Games, and it was so so crazy. So I just don't want to be a part of that world. I think do I think I might have gotten sick anyways? Probably. Maybe not. I don't think it would have been as bad without that, it's just like the environment for it, and even if not physically sick, definitely mentally sick, in environment. And so I'm sure you probably already read The Hunger Games, but if you haven't, I'd advise not reading it. If you can stand the peer pressure. Yeah, cause it really just weighs on your mind and stuff. So I wouldn't recommend it, and that's how I feel about The Hunger Games. So even if you have read it, I hope you found this interesting as to my perspective on The Hunger Games and how it did make me sick. Yeah. I have the battle scars from that night to prove it. So, thanks so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you didn't find my description of me getting sick too in-depth or anything or too detailed, but I wanted to just let you guys know what I was thinking and how I really feel. So, thanks for listening, and yeah, next week I'm gonna have a great interview. So make sure to listen to that, and yeah, check out my website, RazorEdgeParadise.com. So, see you later.